When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down, and I'm here with my yesterday wig on. I'm so fucking tired when I tell you they working the light skin off my ass. But I cannot wait to share what the new show that I have going on that Chris is a part of, and hopefully Dion will be a part of the second round of it also. We're having fun. And I want y'all to guess what this new show is. I'm gonna have to find a gift to give somebody that they can get it right. But you gotta listen to the podcast for the clues.
So tune in now.
And I'm not a fucking scripple. If I am, I'm scripting for Jesus and Dion.
Oh, you ain't gonna make no money.
No way. I'm gonna probably throw cheeses at me.
You're not gonna tie it to her?
No, he's gonna throw cheeses at me.
Jesus is broke and I'm stingy.
Stay tuned after the music.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. It's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty, but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it.
My face look like this broke out. They have worked the shit out of me. I'm filming a new show. Chris is a part of it.
Yeah, I had so much fun.
It was so much fun. Dion, you gotta join me on the second season. It is. If y'all think the Miss Pat show is funny, y'all gotta wait till y'all see what I'm doing next. This shit was hard. And you wasn't there, but Ray J had me. Ray J is one of the people on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, he had me screaming.
I saw a video Chris sent the group. Wait, or maybe that was your Instagram.
It was just to you privately.
Okay.
Ray J is like one of the most humble, nicest people I have ever met. He will not say a bad word about anybody. There was a situation where it was so obvious that this thing was so bad, and everybody in the room thought this was so bad, and he would not say a bad word. I mean, he is just so nice.
What you missed was this week, right? So he said these two gay guys came in, and he was like, "I don't know where he live at. I don't know what world he live on. Uranus." And Ray J was looking down at the paper, and he heard the word Uranus, and he looked up. He said, "He live in your anus." Fucking hollers.
He doesn't pay. You don't think he's paying attention, but he doesn't miss a thing. His brain's just working at a speed that mine doesn't work at.
If you could be, when I tell you these people are gonna love this goddamn show, oh, this show so goddamn funny, y'all. I'm telling y'all.
I may have.
You see, I'm so tired. I've been in the bed all day because the hours are so fucking long.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a show I have to carry on my own.
You were fantastic the days that I was there.
My voice went out. I got really sick, but when I tell you it's fucking hilarious, It's hilarious.
I don't. I stole three pages from Ray J's notes. That he has this pad that he's doodling on the entire time because he's got ADD, and I can show these. It won't give anything away. But okay. I was like, "Can I have your notepad before I leave?" He said, "Sure, take whatever you want. Just don't sell them on the internet." I said, "Sure." So, cum shots. Maybe she jealous. So she can come when she needs to. Fucking you, squirter.
I think those are my notes, Chris.
1000% fucking on the couch, emergency nut. I was like, I gotta take these. So just for that's my only keepsake from this thing, and so funny.
It's such a good show, y'all. I wish I could tell y'all more about it after this month, because it's coming out soon.
Soon?
Really soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
And so, but it is so fucking funny. It is so much fun. I mean, it's long hours, it's a lot of work, but it's funny.
It doesn't feel like it till like 8, 9 p.m., right? But it is the most fun thing I've ever been able to do in my career.
I would like to see what people think that the fuck they got me doing this time. It's okay. It's Tuesday. You listen to the podcast. We're gonna put up three things. What y'all think the next show that I'm doing is?
Let's just put up. What do you think Miss Pat is doing in the Facebook group? I'll ask the question
on her new TV show,
and then just see if anybody guesses it. I don't think they'll be able to guess it because what it is so different than anything else. Like it's similar, but it's different.
Yes,
and you were
with Ray J involved. I can only imagine the guesses. Oh, because that nigga been on some weird shit.
He is so funny.
He is so fucking funny. He is. I'm telling you, it was a fun week. It was so much fun.
I love the behind the scenes pictures of IKEA eating snacks.
I got little sneak pictures for Dion, one of him guarding craft services, one of him making two plates presumably for himself. And IKEA, you know, the people that work on this show are some of the nicest people that I've ever met. I mean, and I've worked in entertainment for 20 years, and like everybody was so nice. And everybody's really professional and good at what they do, even down to the people driving you to and from the hotel, until that's Nikea. And then he gets your ass lost. And then you're circling the hotel like it's the Indy 500 and it's 10:15 and you just want to go to Waffle House and go to bed. But I loved seeing everybody. The thing that struck me is you said during one of the situations, like as a little girl, you dreamed about having a family. And that kind of made me a little sad. I mean, because it's such a like inner child little moment. And then you walk to the back and there's your family, both your kids, your adopted family, people like Jasmine, Quisha, Erica. Like, I don't know. It's just such a cool thing to get to see you get to do these experiences with people you love. And I think to me, the achievement, not your career is awesome, but like the achievement of building your house and building your career with your family, I think is just such a beautiful thing. And I really that's one thing I took away from this week. I appreciated that more because Dion and I are not involved in it. And then we fly down and then we're in it, whether he's at a show or I come down for something like this or a podcast. And then I get to see my extended family with you guys. And so it just kind of gives you a different perspective when it's like you're in it all the time and probably don't see it the way that I saw it. But I love it. I think it's so cool what you have been able to achieve.
I'm working. That's all. I mean, that's how I look at it. I'm having fun. You know, when they first approached me, well, when I first came up with this idea and I was like, hey, what y'all think about this? You know, because I have an overall deal at BT. And with an overall deal, if most people don't know, it's my job to create more shows. You know, like I created the Miss Pat show. So we got a partnership, you know, me and Viacom and BT. They said, well, hey, if you give us first looks on the show, we give you a certain amount of money. And I said, yeah. So fortunately, I've been able to sell them, you know, the Miss Pat show and three other shows, which I already had the other show that they announced, which was HUD. And we talked about a animation. Don't know how that's going to go, but HUD is looking good. But for this other one to pop up, and I was like, hey, what y'all think about this? Because this wasn't for me. I was trying to do this with somebody else. And they're like, no, what about you? And I'm like, what about me? This ain't what I want to do. And you know, it's not easy carrying a show. You know, when you're the star of the show, you got to be there. You know, I just wanted to be the nigga in the back of the snack machine with not you.
Yeah. No, you the day I left on the third day, you seemed pretty tired, but you absolutely were amazing because it you're really good at reading people. And so you're put in a situation where you're reading people and calling out BS because there's some BS that goes on in some of this stuff. But then also, like, you said to one person that they were one birth certificate away from slavery, and I have not stopped laughing about that. And then you told another person that it was involving...
Hold on, Chris. Hold on.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
One birth certificate away from slavery.
If you saw this person, it's an accurate description.
Oh my god, that is fucking hilarious.
The one time she meant field tech and she said field workers and she cracked herself up for 5 minutes. They had to stop production because she was laughing so hard. I don't know.
When I said field workers, somebody said, man, whoa, 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 what the fuck?
Yeah, it's just all your skill set and my skill set too. Like being a part of it was awesome because it's exactly what I love to do. And like it was your talents are perfect for this. And I know you were nervous in February when we shot the pilot, but I was like, now that she knows what it is, it's gonna be amazing.
I wasn't really nervous. It's like, you know,
you were nervous. Stop it.
No, I just didn't know what I was doing. It was new to me. And in February, I really didn't want to do it. So that's why, you know, I went ahead and did it. I wasn't invested into it like I was invested into the Miss Pat show. Because, you know, the Miss Pat show is my baby.
Yeah.
It was something that I shopped around for 5 years.
This new
years.
Show's not Kia.
who cannot join us? He's at Kroger.
I know. Look at that home-owned chicken. What the fuck is he talking about? What the fuck?
I said, hey, you want to come on the podcast? Damn, huh? I'm at Kroger.
They switching to automating all the checkouts.
Man, let me tell you. So, okay, I'm in Indianapolis and I live about 4 blocks from 16th Street Kroger, which is...
Don't be giving out your address on the podcast.
Well, it's fine. They can't find me. There's many people here, but it is an older clientele and largely an older Black clientele. And they got rid of the lines where you can check out. It's all self-checkout now.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how's that going? He goes, it's been 3 weeks of absolute hell. all the old Black men and women come in with their masks and start yelling at them.
It's a terrible idea.
It's a horrible idea.
You don't, the consumer doesn't save any money doing it.
And it costs you time. Yep. And then it pauses. And you have to wait for the one person managing 8 registers to come let you out. So it takes that much.
Don't ever work. But, let me flip it over. Let me try it this way. Hold on. I got to call my manager.
I always go to the line with the person because I want to keep the person. I want to keep the human being working. So I don't ever pause and go to, you know, unless
they got rid of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got rid. This is a new thing Kroger is doing, is they're getting rid of all the people. So it's just all automated.
It's just not going well.
Target's thinking about doing it, so is Walmart. I just read an article on it today.
So what happened when people run out of the store? Could the computer go right up behind them?
That's a good question. I mean, we saw what they do in San Francisco at CVS. They just let the niggas go. So I guess you got to be there early to get the shit you
want. It's just they can't keep anybody. So I used to deliver pizzas for Donato's, and I ordered pizza from them like 3 months ago. And I had an honest to God delivery man from Donato's show up at my house, not DoorDash. DoorDash is the biggest piece of delivery. I probably shouldn't say anything just in case they're a sponsor, but I hate it. It's always wrong. So I asked the guy, I said, what's going on with this? And he goes, I'm the only delivery driver that they have at this store, which is right by a college. And no one has applied to be a delivery driver in over a year. So they have to give it to DoorDash to deliver pizzas now. And they are giving all my deliveries to DoorDash. So I'm thinking about quitting. So it's just crazy. Like people can't and don't want to work for $13 an hour.
No,
what the fuck
you can't
get paid at DoorDash.
I mean, you're making tips. When I delivered, I did Uber for like 9 months. I was making $100 every day I worked, 150, sometimes 250. I mean, which when I delivered pizzas, it was probably a little below that. It was $3 a run versus Uber, which was probably about $5 a run.
Times are getting hard, boy.
Yeah, you got to save up to, you know, buy tickets to go to see Beyonce.
I'm going to see Beyonce Friday.
Did you get good tickets or did you get listening tickets?
No, I won't get no fucking listening.
What the fuck is a listening ticket?
You have to sit behind the stage and look at a black curtain and listen to Beyonce on the other side of the stage giving a performance.
They don't got no monitors you can watch?
I don't know. Maybe they won't, but it's $157 a ticket.
People will pay it, but okay. That's a horrible idea to me.
I mean, you might as well stand outside. You might as well stand at the door with a cup to your ear.
Just listen to the album if you like it that much.
Right.
I mean, you can literally stand outside and hear that shit coming outside the dome. They got them kind of speakers.
And you don't even get a cool show like at a Lizzo concert.
She's been in trouble.
Have you heard about that? You probably didn't even hear about this, Miss Pat.
Yeah, I heard about her getting her people. My thing with that is, who can make you eat a banana out of somebody else's pussy? You wanted to eat that banana out of that pussy because it's your mouth.
Those girls didn't have any other places that they could dance. She's the only person hiring big girls as backup dancers. What other artist has got big girl backup dancers?
Well, nigga, I would have went and danced for Chick-fil-A before I ate a banana out of somebody's pussy.
Okay, but look at this. So this is a post she made in Amsterdam in February. And it says, back of the super suit, Amsterdam, you were incredible. We laughed, we danced, we ate bananas. Miss you already.
Yeah.
She told on herself in a post.
That was back in February. Them leftover Valentine's Day bananas.
I just want to go on record. Miss Pat has never made us eat bananas out of anybody's pussy. No matter how much Deontay.
She don't share her bananas.
I don't.
She was denied fruit as a kid.
It's not that we didn't want to. It's that Ashley got to him first.
I don't think Ashley eat bananas. She might eat oranges, something she can put her face in.
He strapped bananas on.
She scrapped them bananas on. She probably got a rotation of dick bananas going around her waist.
You know how to keep your bananas fresh, right?
Mm-mm.
That you know that plastic they put on the stem, don't peel that off. That keeps them from when you take that plastic off, the stems when they ripen, they release this gas, and that plastic keeps that gas in the stem. I just seen a video on it. I don't know why I was watching it.
I thought that was gonna be a joke, like
no,
it's asshole instead.
No, you keep that plastic on there and it should keep your bananas from rotting like days after you've gotten them. They last a lot longer if you keep that plastic on there.
Oh, well, you always learn something on the pat down. Don't pull the plastic off.
That's the first thing I used to do when I got bananas, was pull that plastic off.
But if you at Walmart, ain't no plastic on your bananas.
Yeah, because
Well, you can wrap them. You can wrap the stems in a plastic bag.
It's one of my favorite jokes of yours. What? I don't shop for fruit at Walmart because they look like they've been into domestic violence.
Definitely beat the fuck up at Walmart. I mean, beat the fuck up. So this Friday, I'm going to see Beyonce.
Yeah.
Saturday, I'm going to see Beyonce.
Uh-huh.
And we're going Monday, too.
You going Sunday? Three times?
No, I'm going to go twice. I think I'm going to go twice.
Are you going to friends, family? Who are you taking?
The first night is me and all the girls. It's girls. It's parents. It's my grandmama, parent mamas and girls night. So I had all of us some shirts made, and we all going to see Beyonce.
Cute.
So you, Ashley, Kiara,
all the grand girls, granddaughters, and the girls, and Gariana, my friend Teresa, Miss Tracy.
Okay.
We all going. And then we're going to, then the next night, some more of us is going. It's according to how tired I am.
Is she doing like a residency there? How many shows is she doing?
She's doing three.
Wow. I guess Atlanta is a big city. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah Atlanta like, is a pretty big fucking city.
Taylor Swift's doing three in Indianapolis. I mean, so if you can find a regional place like that, just kind of cash in, you know?
See the look on her face when you said Taylor Swift.
Look, Taylor Swift and Beyonce, their concerts alone are saving this economy. Joe Biden's not doing anything. Taylor Swift and Beyonce are reviving cities across the nation.
What is Joe Biden not doing?
He's not
gonna say stay being awake. read the teleprompter.
Blacking his own eyes.
Being a good president, he ain't doing nothing.
Not acknowledging granddaughters, you know.
What happened to his granddaughter?
All right. So Joe Biden's always kind of, I mean, he is legitimately a family man. He legitimately calls his six grandkids every day. And so it's always kind of been part of who he is and what he promotes. And Hunter got a stripper pregnant and she has a child by Hunter. And so they settled. And so the woman got like several paintings of Hunter Biden's in the settlement as a payment. And Joe Biden just refuses to acknowledge that this is his grandchild. And so the media, not just the conservative media, the New York Times and everybody will not let this go. And he finally, like he almost fist fought Steve Doocy's kid at the Fox News reporter kid because he asked him about it. He's like, "You're a real bad person. I will fight you." He gets incensed if you ask him about it.
Fucked up your bad child get to live.
Yeah, I know. Bo goes and serves the country and then gets cancer and dies. And then Hunter comes along and fucks his wife.
Well, I put that on the wife. How you gonna fuck you?
How the fuck is Hunter Biden worth $255 million?
Burisma.
His last name is Biden.
Yeah, Burisma.
He get a monthly income of $3 million a month.
Yeah, he's been on all these boards, and you know he got on this board of this Chinese energy company because you know it's. Nobody can prove that Joe Biden has any knowledge of it. Like the Republicans think they can. They can't. But
make it strap Joe Biden to a lie detector test.
Yeah, right. You know, like, let's see. I mean, it's just real weird that all of your family has LLCs. They all get your brothers are like in business where they're all doing business for contracts and all that stuff. But
and you don't know nothing about it.
Like Hunter Biden sells a painting to anonymous donors, and then people find out those anonymous donors are people that want government contracts. And so his paintings get bought for like $1 million. You know,
Trump was doing that with his hotels when
Trump,
he was in office.
Trump took all this and, you know, Ivanka and Jared leave the White House and get $2 billion from the Saudis. So they're making these paintings look like.
Nigga, you know, I just seen an article bills. Said that old senator in California, she done made $200 million since she been in office.
Mm-hmm. Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Feinstein. She's 90 years old.
She's not lucid. She is, unfortunately, I think, suffering from dementia. Her caretaker is Nancy Pelosi's daughter, so Nancy Pelosi can control her vote and who takes over her seat. And the family is fighting over the dad's fortune. But that's the thing.
They're all a bunch of crooks, man. They're all a bunch of crooks.
There's a guy that wrote a book called, his name's Matt Lewis, and he just put out a book about all this corruption. Like the insider trading, for instance, right before the downgrading, you know, the American government got its credit downgraded. And right before that, some senator's spouse sold all these different like stocks, like, you know, and he was saying, why would I do business in California where I have to disclose all these stupid rules than everything that I do? But then the people writing the rules get to just cash out. Like
he cut her child support from $20,000 to $5,000.
Hunter and the baby. Yeah. No, he's made.
Wait, he makes $3 million a month, and he cut her child support down to $5,000.
That was the settlement. There's a book called The Laptop from Hell, and the laptop is real. Although the Russians put some stuff on the laptop that Rudy Giuliani was promoting that wasn't real. So you've got to be careful about this. But this dude, he made Ray J look like an amateur. I mean, this guy, he was going to Vegas and blowing $400,000 in a weekend on hookers and cocaine, and then asking his uncle for more money, and his Amex was getting maxed out. Like, Hunter Biden partied. So, you know, and then his dad would come in and be like, we got to get you into rehab. And he did his best with his son, but Hunter's just a real piece of work.
So what happens when they don't tell them no? You got to tell these kids no sometimes. Even though you can say yes, just tell them no, just because. Nope.
But you, like, if you follow this, Joe Biden would, when he was vice president, would go give a speech in, like, Romania and would decry the corruption of one party. And then he would go home, and then magically within the week after, Hunter would end up on the board of some company that was related to the opposite party. You know, happened in Romania, happened in China, happened in Africa. Like, it's,
they know, crooks, man.
Yeah.
It's gotta be hard having a crackhead child and you famous. There's nothing like being a pole crackhead, and nobody gives a fuck your child is a crackhead.
Yeah.
You the president, you got a crackhead child. God damn. And the fucked up part about his son being on crack is that he's white. You know, it should definitely be something like meth.
This is the fucked up part. Joe Biden in the 80s passed all the laws that locked up generations of black people for crack.
Mm-hmm.
And his son, when it came time, he's committed 197 crimes in all these different jurisdictions related to prostitution and crack. And, like, they have the evidence with all these text messages, and he's not been charged on any of them. And if he were actually charged for it, he would be going to jail under the laws that Biden passed, but he got away with it. So
welcome to America. This is what we've been complaining about. No, he's white.
He's so rich.
Since we're talking about white and rich, let's talk about the poor. Let's talk about the less fortunate white. Did y'all see that fucking fight in Alabama when that white man jumped on the black man? And then these random niggas said, we ain't having that shit today.
They posted the video in the group, Chris.
All right.
And then the black boy jumped in the water. It's like, I don't know who these white folks are. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Come to find out, the dude was only trying to tell the white people they couldn't park their boat there. He worked there.
Yeah, they needed the boat to move because I think it was a river casino boat or something like that.
I got it. So let me pull it up and we can watch it here. So there's...
And he's still in moving boat. Still in moving boat.
Kind of a faraway scene, and there's a white guy talking to a black guy. Now they're arguing. Oh, skinny white guy just punched the black guy poorly. Now they're wrestling.
That ain't wrestling, Chris. He's gonna whoop his ass. Head off his friends, not joking.
So now the guy comes in.
There's like four or five white guys that.
Oh, it's like just seven or eight white guys.
Yeah. Kind of all. Now there's a woman.
It's two women. She's behind the pole. Another
and
one
then
is.
A black guy just ran in.
Then another black dude jumps in and swims across.
He swam across.
That black like
that.
J.R. Ross over here. Look at this guy.
Get up there, young buck. Get up there, young buck. They ran the moon.
He ran around.
Yeah.
He done went and got all the niggas, boy. They look like they was scared for us. That's so now there's took me out.
Oh, this is criminal behavior.
So there's three white people on a boat and like 10 black guys just walked up.
It was the white people who didn't want to move the boat that started right. a fight.
Okay.
So that's the those are the employees. Those are that's the employees. I just realized that.
It is. It's everybody that works on the dock. It's
everybody who works on the dock.
And the cruise boat.
Oh, this is the whole thing. They threw the bitch in the water. I ain't seen this. They whoop. Oh, shit.
Wait till you see the guy with the chair.
Oh, there's a chair? That's why this is titled A Royal Rumble. How long did this go on?
This is pretty much the end. This is the last video, I think.
I mean, all of these.
They choking each other. Looking like Popeye.
What the fuck is going on?
Now there's women fighting.
They stomp that lady out. Here he go with the chair shot.
Oh, shit.
Wait till he ping the lady. Watch this.
He's trying to kick her. Oh,
oh no.
He did it right in front of police. Like, nigga, you go to jail for 20 years, stupid ass.
They just, I don't need to be going to jail.
Just arrest the doc, everybody. Let God sort them out.
The best part is...
Of course, only black people are getting arrested.
The best part is the boardwalk, right? It's just a line of niggas just watching.
That's amazing.
All of them went to jail. Because when I saw them, they were putting white, black, they put all of them in jail. Everybody had to clock out and go to jail that day.
That's awesome.
That was a crazy ass fight.
Usually these fights that we talk about last, like, you know, like four punches each and then somebody breaks it up. But that looked like it went on all evening long.
That one went on for a while, my brother. That one
man jumped in the water to swim across. It looked like he was swimming back in time to slavery days. Oh, I'm gonna kill me a massa.
But then I was like, well, do he know him? But I that's the first time I've seen that video, right? Because you know that's a longer video. I didn't see that on Twitter. But now I know why. Because they all work together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic.
That man who hit that them two people with the chair, I don't think he worked there. I think he was just out there watching.
Oh, I'm crying.
I'm about to go watch that again. Send it to me. I just want to watch it again. And it's nothing like watching them videos and you cheering for people. But I'm like, damn, you hit the bitch in the head with the chair?
Yeah, that was
I was just sitting there saying, please don't kick that lady up on that boat. A pellet, one of them things might be going. You know, because it's like they was trying to kick her over in on the side of the boat. I was like, please don't kick her on the side of the fucking boat.
It's one thing, you know, some light kicking and then some punching, but no skull
fractures.
I don't
know what
fractures.
You fight at. I don't know.
No skull fractures.
I got punched when I was like 10 and that's it.
I don't know. You come on, light skull fractures. You know, I don't know who you came to fight, but you had to hit me like that. It would have been on. Nigga, I would have went straight to the water. The alligator would have had to break us up.
The manatee, they would have started fucking us.
Fucking everybody.
You know, when you get mad, you really get strength from everywhere. So, you know, you you get strengthened. I don't like getting mad. I just don't.
I've seen you fight people. You about killed a boy with a candle holder.
Yeah. I've been fighting my whole motherfucking life. Somebody just asked me the last fight I had. I said, I think when Dion was outside smoking a cigarette and that lady put her hand in my face. And, I tried to beat the fucking...
I tried to beat the bitch
to death.
I turn around, I see Pat, I go, not again.
You can't fight anymore. You have money now. You can't fight.
You put your hands on me, I'm gonna hit you back. You hit me, you sue me, then I'm gonna sue you back. Just whatever you ask
me for.
Make
sure there's video.
Yeah, whatever you ask me for, I'm gonna ask for it back. Don't fucking put your hands on me. I'm human too. When you take away all the money and everything, I'm human too.
You hit somebody, they'll try to take away the money. That's the problem.
Well, if you hit first.
I ain't gonna hit you first. I'm gonna wait till you put your motherfucking hands on me.
Bauer showed me the video one time from Morty's, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I think he's got it on a hard drive in a vault somewhere, is the last I heard. But he was a Bob and Tom, and he pulled it up, and you barrel down the stage. It was like a log rolling down a hill, like it that fast. Like you would, and you just jumped across the table and grabbed
this person.
He was about
to kill that little boy.
It was wild.
Oh, put your motherfucking hands on me.
Well, he was running up to the stage, and the second I could still see the look of horror on that boy's face.
Because he didn't realize she was a professional.
He went from tough to being scared out of his little ass mind the second she jumped on top of him.
He actually sent me a message apologizing.
Oh, that's nice.
See, my parents told me I should apologize to you. I said, I'm glad you're still alive. Because I was going to kill you, motherfucker, putting your hands on me. Because I think I was on stage and he ran up there.
You were.
Going up gang signs. Mm-hmm. I said, you scared these white folks. You don't scare me.
Yeah, he had walked in talking shit like he was drunk.
Yeah, he just got out of prison like he was a shit. And I wasn't trying to fight him. I was like, you's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he said a bunch of racist shit to white people and he was joning on them. And he didn't like it, so he thought he would rush the stage. And it was almost a murder, she wrote.
He's like, I'm going to get my game. I said, okay, sir. I don't give a fuck. But until then, you're going to know not to put your motherfucking hands on me.
That had to be more than 10 years ago, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was like 08.
Because I don't fight. I don't like to fight.
It's got to have been a decade since you fought somebody, right? Like that lady that were Dion smoking?
That was probably in like 2014, 15, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, about 10 years.
So not Trump presidency. That's good.
No.
Just Obama era.
Ooh, yeah, I had to fight a lot during Obama. That lady was fucking with the Indian comedian that we used to have here.
Zane.
Yeah. And she's like, you blew up the trace. And I said, shut up, bitch. He ain't have shit to do with that. A nigga sitting in Indiana blew up the trade center.
He's so nicest man.
Yeah, that's what she was screaming.
Niggas from Pakistan people, anyway.
Yeah, your people killed the people at the trace center. I said, bitch, shut up.
Zane talks whiter than me.
Yeah, I said, what are you talking about? He's one of those people who killed us. Bitch, you look alive to me. And so I said, shut your stupid white ass mouth, you dumb bitch. So I'm heckling her while she heckling him.
And we was all rolling our asses off.
And so I get up and walk outside and she stick her finger in my face and she said, my father is a federal judge, and don't you ever in your fucking life speak to me like that again. And she pointed her finger and it barely touched my nose. And I said, I don't give a fuck if your dad is Jesus, bitch. I bent that whole finger back and I grabbed her by that ponytail she wasn't using and I flung that bitch like a kite.
She was flying like a kite. She was playing Ring Around Rosie with that bitch. I was like, come on, Pat, just let it go.
Was this old Morty's pre-Mexican restaurant?
It was the Mexican restaurant one.
It was the Mexican law. Wow.
She was actually banned from Morty. She wasn't even supposed to be there, but did nobody know but Bowers. And he wasn't there.
You knew the lady.
No, apparently she had came there before and done some crazy shit and they banned her. But they didn't put her picture up and nobody knows. So she got in that day when nobody was there. And then she was heckling Zane. And
she wanted to be a comedian, right?
I've never seen her tell jokes before. I don't even remember what her name was.
I don't know, but that bitch hit every corner wall in that lobby that day.
I was trying
to kill that bitch. I said, I'm calling her. You're going to jail. I said, I don't give a fuck, but you got knots on your head for fucking with me, bitch. She goes to my son, she hacked me. I said, I sure did. She put her fucking finger in my face. I sure did. I was trying to knock that whole head off. I said, bitch, you fucking with the right nigga now.
I'll never forget that when the police showed up after you beat up Gardner. they said, why did she hit you, sir? Well, I called her an ignorant black bitch. And the cops look at each other like, okay. And they just laugh. <Bye. laughs> It was a black cop and a white cop. They looked at each other like, let's just go.
I beat the shit out of his ass.
He was like, help me, Avery, help me. And he was like, I don't got nothing to do with that.
And it wasn't that guy kind of roided up a little bit?
Oh, he was a piece of shit. Yeah. He was a piece of shit. And he was a big liar to tell you he was something that he wasn't.
Yeah, he's a thief.
And
a gambling addict.
A big gambler. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, yeah. And so he called me ignorant black bitch, and I just had to let it go. I beat the shit out of him.
I could still hear that from me punching him in the face.
Mm-hmm. Help me, Avery, help me. Avery said, he didn't hit me yet.
Avery was just standing there looking at him like, no, I'm not going to do that.
I don't think I'm going to help, no.
I had to fight all the time. I'm tired of fighting these motherfuckers.
Oh, the Jordan Hill video.
How many videos were there?
She almost beat up a pregnant lady. Ah!
No. So it was this boy. He booked the club, right? He was horrible. It was packed. And his sister really supported him, and she was pregnant. And so I went up there and I talked about him. So the sister was out of the military, but she was pregnant. And she was like 7 months pregnant. And so she was, I'm talking about him and she wants to fight. I said, bitch, don't me fight me. You should be thanking me. I'm saving the motherfucking show, ho. Your brother suck. This nigga walking around the audience giving everybody a high five ain't told one motherfucking joke.
Like it was The Price is Right. Come on down. He said he was going to do 45 minutes. Nigga, 3 minutes in, he was like, what y'all want to talk about?
What do you all want to talk
about?
So
the girl who put it on, she's like, please go. I said, not until you give him $300. So I went
that
up
shit
there.
That shit was too funny. She joined the shit out of that nigga. His whole family was there.
You beat him in front of his family?
No. She didn't fight nobody. She just joned on him real bad. The sister wanted to fight, but she was pregnant. Oh, that
would have been two on one, and that would have been fair.
You'd have got stabbed because I'm not fighting no bitch out of the military. Bitch, you been working out. I ain't been working out. You never fold me up like a sandwich. I'd have stabbed that bitch. I'd have stabbed her and stabbed that baby in his hand.
Thank God.
Because I don't hurt kids.
You'd have done the gender reveal right there.
Oh, stupid ass boy. That boy was stupid as fuck. All right, y'all. With that said, I'm off this week. I'm sorry to our. What was I supposed to be at? I was supposed to be, if I canceled on you this week,
it was Des Moines.
Des Moines, yeah. Hours. I apologize from the bottom of my heart, but I'm shooting a new TV show. That's why I wasn't able to come and see you guys. But we're going to pick it up August 18th and 19th, Blue Room Comedy Club, Springfield, Missouri. Tickets are getting low. Milwaukee, August the 25th through the 26th. Standing Up Live, August 1 through the 3rd. Get your tickets.
Now, September. That place is
almost, September the 8th. I'm sorry, September 1 and 3, Stand Up Live, Phoenix. Please catch that, Kate. Write it down and tell her what you're catching at. September the 8th. Your Girl Done Made It tour starts. It starts in Louisville, Kentucky. Almost sold out. Atlanta, we just added another show. DC, we just added another show. A couple places, we're going to be adding shows. I want to thank y'all so much. Make sure y'all get to the Patreon so I can continue to pay Dion and Chris.
My name's Chris.
Yeah. You know, I'm tired. And stay tuned because I got a whole new TV show coming and I cannot wait. Oh, yes. So make sure you get your tickets to the Pat Down Party. Only a few tickets left. People are starting to pick up and buy because it's getting closer now. Starting this week, we're going to release the hotel. What hotel is in the area? And if you've already bought your ticket, you'll find out where the venue would be. So this week, the hotel information is coming and the venue is coming. All this week. Make sure you go to MissPatComedy.com to sign up for the raffle to get your money back for the price of the ticket and, you know, to stay at a hotel. So what else? If you already bought your ticket, you can still, you know, you can still buy the $5 raffle. It's still going on there. So make sure you look on MissPatComedy.com. Get a raffle ticket. And I saw you asking a bunch of, oh yeah, let me say this. So I have all the alcohol, but this last year we was at a place that sold craft beer. We don't have craft beer this year. So I really don't know what people drink. So yes, we got all the mixed drinks. We got all the 1942s and the Casamigos, but I know Modelo. I know Bud Light. I know White Cloud. Is there any one more beer that you would like? And don't forget, the next day, if you got tickets to the podcast, there will be brunch. I mean, is it brunch? It will be brunch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it will be shrimp and grits. It will be mimosas. It will be chicken and waffles. It will be a whole spread. And the food is free. And the alcohol is free. Nice. All with your $40.
That's amazing. I've never been to a comedy show that was catered.
Well, it's going to be catered. So put it like that. It's going to be catered.
If they have questions, who do they contact?
Jasmine. Because what was the question they was asking you?
Well, she was trying to buy a raffle ticket and something wasn't working for her. And I was like, I don't fucking know.
Just send them to Jasmine. Yeah, go to MissPatComedy.com. If you got a question, go in my inbox. Jazz asked for all my social media. She will see it. So make sure you get your raffle tickets to see if you can get some of your money back or all of your money back.
Because respectfully, Dion and I have our own stuff that we manage and do, and we don't know anything. Usually, Pat surprises us live here on the show about the shows or...
And let me say this to you guys. We can't give a refund. So be sure that you want these tickets because there's no refunds. Because if you bought the ticket, everything was already bought for you. As the ticket sales go up, I buy those items for you. I can't give those items back. So there's no, I can't lose money. I already lose money anyway. I'm not making no money off of this thing. It's just an opportunity for us to get together once a year. This is solely not for no money. I'm not making no fucking money. Mm-hmm. I'm spending money.
So yeah, you are.
I'm spending a lot of money. I spent a lot of money last year, but I just want to say thank y'all for supporting me. This is not about no money. Only reason I put a cost on it this year to help out, but it's still low. If y'all knew what I spent, y'all be like, this is like a wedding.
It's
not no courthouse wedding.
Not even close to my wedding. It's so much more.
Yes, it's so much more. It's beautiful this year. It is beautiful this year. I cannot wait to show y'all what we're doing this year. you know, I'm already thinking of next year. It's just beautiful. It just, it's y'all gonna be surprised. Y'all gonna really be surprised. So,
so give them the website one more time.
MissPatComedy.com, MSPATComedy.com. And don't forget, best costume will win $1,000. You get to dress up as a sitcom or TV person. You will win $1,000 for the best one. And bam, that'll pay for your trip.
And if one more person suggests I go as Miss Pat, it's not funny.
Y'all don't put Chris in blackface.
People have lit, so many people.
Yeah,
in my inbox.
But we just gonna have fun, you know. I still have it where I can chaperone you to and from the hotel to make sure you get there safe, and you know, back and forth. And like I said, the hotel information will be here this week. And so hopefully everybody be safe, and we're gonna have a party. We're gonna have a good time. I can't wait.
All right, well, say thank you and goodbye.
All right, thank you. And make sure you tune in each and every week, because I'm here with Chris, Dion, and myself, and No Not Kill.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.